Welcome to the Room for Recap, the heartbeat of the faith and family film industry. I'm Laura May, your host and industry insider from Christian Casting. I am thrilled to bring you the ultimate weekly experience that goes beyond the screen. This is not just a podcast. It's a movement, a community, and a celebration of the incredible stories shaping our faith-based film world. We are so excited you're here. Are you ready to jump in? Let's go. Hi, my name is Laura May, and I am the founder of Christian Casting and the Room 4 app. I am a wife, mom of nine, casting director, producer, actress, and writer from Southern Maryland.
Hello, my name is Xavier Garcia, writer-director based north of Boston, and excited to get into all things cinema and story.
Hi, I'm Drew Hunt. I'm a wife, a mom of four, an actor, a content creator, and I am so excited to be spending this time here with you.
Hey guys, I'm Keys, and I'm a mom to three amazing kids. I'm a writer, an actor, a radio host, and a Room 4 intern. I'm excited to be on this journey with you. I am all in.
So, what is the Room 4 recap? Here's what you'll find as you come along on this journey. We are your backstage pass to the latest in faith and family films with upcoming news, compelling interviews with industry leaders, exciting opportunities for exclusive giveaways, free festival passes to VIP access at industry events, and more. This isn't just news. It's an invitation to be a part of something extraordinary. We are not just observers here. We are participants in the Room 4 movement, and we want to invite you to join us.
Alrighty, welcome back to a new episode. We are so excited for today. We have all kinds of great stuff for you. You know the drill. We're going to go through some social stuff. We're going to go through some giveaways. We're going to chat industry info. But today you're going to want to listen in because we have, as always, some really cool stuff for you guys. So we are going to talk about some stuff on Netflix. We're going to talk about how you guys can get more engaged on what you want to hear on the show. Yes, this is going to be tailored to you. And the giveaway that we have for today is worth $1 million. Almost. So you definitely want to stay tuned into that. So why don't we always start with the socials because that's where you guys are and we want to hear from you. So I'm going to throw it over to you, Drew, and just talk to us about what you've been hearing from our family on Facebook, Instagram, everywhere.
Yes. What's up? So first, we like to start with some headlines that are just kind of going around, some things that we're seeing, maybe some trends being talked about in the industry. And one trend that I keep seeing based on some articles that are floating around and a couple we've shared on the socials was about this authenticity that audiences are wanting to see, not just in the, you know, Christian film space, faith film space, but just in general, in films in general, audiences are wanting to see real, like the human struggle being really talked about. And they're wanting to see real cultures being portrayed in an accurate way. And one way that we kind of saw this culmination come together is in the recent release on Netflix, as Laura mentioned, about it's the Moses biopic. I don't know if you guys have had a chance to check it out yet, but it is really fascinating. It's awesome. It's trending in the top 10 right now. What up? That is so exciting. But one of the things that makes this biopic really unique is the fact that, you know, okay, we think about Moses in, you know, the movie space, and we think about what? The 1930s version of the Ten Commandments, and it's this larger than life. It's a beautiful film, of course, but it kind of does like pump up this like superhuman side of Moses. And it turns out he was very human, just like the rest of us.
Yeah.
So what the creators of this show have done is they've responded to, again, what we're seeing in just a trend again of culture in audiences wanting to see this, again, authenticity. So they are really making an effort to show his human struggle, and audiences are really responding to it. Also, you know, show us Moses, like how he would have actually really looked, you know, culturally, ethnically speaking. This stuff matters. It really, really matters. And just giving that true, authentic representation of what was going on at that time, what life looked like, and again, what the people of that time would have looked like as well. So I personally think this is super exciting that we're seeing these authentic portrayals. Audiences are wanting it. The industry is responding with it, which is what we should be doing, right? So
yeah.
So anyway, I thought that was pretty great.
I think past, you know, when you go back to like the 1930s, 40s, like you were talking, it tends to, for some people, be almost like mythology, right? Like we have this characters and yeah. we have these bigger than life, like you said, characters. And it's really hard. The way we view mythology is, I think, perhaps how a lot of people modern day view Christianity or religion in general. It's like, yeah, you have this book and you have these deities, but it's not real to them. It's just right. so removed from reality that they yeah. experience that it's like, there's nothing there for me. And so I love that, you know, and I tell my kids all the time, the righteous man falls 7 times and gets back up. Like that's the key. It's not that you've fallen. That's not the key to like hopelessness. The key to hope is that you keep getting back up. And Moses is a perfect example, right? Like he kept getting back up and goodness knows he fell, and David and Paul, Saul to Paul, like all, we have all these examples, but I think we've deified them accidentally, maybe through yeah. whatever means, and almost made them these mythological stories when yeah. they are people. Like the Bible is our history. The Old Testament yeah. is our history, humanity's history. Yeah. Like they were yeah. just like us. So yeah. sorry. Yeah, I love that. And I haven't seen it yet, but I've seen a lot of online chatter. So I'm super excited yeah. to get in and watch it for myself.
I agree. That's such a good point. Gosh, that's really, really good. It makes it real, right? It brings it like to our level where we can get it. And I think in that process, I think it's making it, I feel like it's drawing us closer to God, and that's ultimately what he wants. That's ultimately his goal, right? He just wants to be close to us. And I think that he is stopping at nothing. He is using absolutely everything to reach his people. And I think he knows that we are a very visual people mm-hmm. at this point. We've evolved into that. And I think he is very sweetly kind of, you know, touching this medium, this entertainment medium that we love so much to do that. He's meeting us where we are, I think. And I think this is another example of it. And I think it's super cool. And again, I love how the industry is responding and also meeting the audience where they are. So
yeah,
that was good, Laura. Thank you. Two other things real quick. Going back to the socials, I just want to say thank you. And I know you guys would echo this same thing. We have gotten such sweet feedback from our family, our Room 4 family, about the podcast, you guys, without us even asking. We're getting DMs and we're getting texts and comments in our Facebook feed. And it's so great about how the show, because we're here to connect this fantastic industry that we're a part of, but provide value also. And so we love knowing that we are doing that for you. You guys are finding hope here in this podcast show. You guys are finding, you know, tools to add to your toolbox. It's so exciting. So I just want to tell you, thank you for how you are sharing that with us. And I want to encourage you to take it a step further. Mm-hmm. And as you're listening to this show, just hop on over and click the review, and you can write a review. You can, and then share it with your friends. That's another really great way. If you're finding value in this, that's how other people are going to hear about the show. Like we're sharing it on the socials and that's fantastic, but really, honestly, it's word of mouth. And you sharing the show with your friends that people are truly going to find it. So just want to say, thank you. Keep doing what you're doing. It means so much to know that we are providing you value. And then that kind of rolls into the next thing that I wanted to mention. And we threw up this question this past week on the socials, but we're going to keep beating this drum because, again, we want to provide you value. This is what it's all about, guys. Tell us, what are some topics that you want to see us tackle on this show? Who are some guests that you would like to see us feature? Again, how can we continue to bring value to you? Just use your imagination. You know, go crazy. Tell us. You can shoot us a DM. You can leave us Facebook comments, however you want to do it. We're here for it, and we want to hear from you.
I agree. Yep. And on that note, for the blog post, sorry, I don't mean to keep jumping in, but I took Key's most recent blog post and shared it into the Christian Casting community on Facebook. Yes. And it was so cool to see how it was resonating with so many people. Yep. And so Key's, shout out to you. Thank you very much for putting those out. And if you guys have something you're like, hey, this is something I really struggle with, would you comment that? Because this gal is on it. Like, she will dig for the scripture gold that you need to, you know, to invest in yourself. And I think that she would probably appreciate that feedback as well. So Keys, you can let me know, but if there are topics that you want us to talk about, or topics that you just really could use a devotional, you know, pick me up on, throw that to Keys, because she would love to formulate stuff for you guys that is just exactly what your heart is hungry for. Yeah. And that's one of her incredible gifts. So
I would love that, because, you know, I only have my experience and what I've been through and what I know. So to hear what other people are dealing with or going through, that would definitely help to, you know, get some more topics in there. I love that.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
And that's how we encourage each other too, right? By sharing what we've all been through. And one of the most powerful statements in our language is "me too." You know, oh, I'm going through that too. Mm-hmm. You too, you know? So thank you so much, Keys, to echo what Laura said, how you're providing that conversation, but also it's like your blogs are just like a hug. I love it. So encouraging. It's so good. So that's all I got for now. So you want to kick it
over? Then it's my turn, because I got all the stuff for you to know what's happening out there. If y'all want to attend some different events. Okay?
And you get to do all the fun giveaway stuff too.
And so, a giveaway. Yeah. So you have to stay tuned so you can know what the giveaway is this time.
Keys, if you could, while you're doing your events, right before you do the giveaway, because we like to save that for last, could you kick it over to Xavier and let us give him have him give us an update on the Boston? Oh, he's like, on what? Please do tell. Just on the Boston premiere that they have happening, because it is so much more than a premiere. So I would love for folks. What I'm telling you, there are people from California who are messaging me saying, I want to fly to Boston for this event. Mm-hmm. So it's really a big deal. So before you do the giveaway, if you just want to kick it over to him, I would love for you to update us on that project and on the premiere and stuff. And then we'll do our giveaway. So go for it.
Yeah. So that's going to be the exclusive event that Xavier is going to talk about. I'll talk about the other stuff. That's the like golden child over there. But so first off, we talked about this before last time. I don't know if you heard, but Unsung Hero was coming out at the end of this month. And that's the story about for King and Country and Rebecca St. James, about their dad. It's a true story about their dad, and it's being produced by Kingdom Story Company, the guys who did Jesus Revolution. But if you want two free tickets, you can go to adamtickets.com and use the code HEROFREE, that's HEROFREE, and you can get two free tickets to see the film in theaters only at the end of April. So just get on that as soon as you possibly can so you can get two free tickets to go see it. They want to let you see it, and then you can spread the word, just like Drew was talking about. That's really the point of this, to get more people out to go, yes, it was amazing. Yes, you got to go see it. So get your two free tickets to go see Unsung Hero. I'm sure it's great. Joel is actually in it. So one of the, his son is actually playing the dad. So that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And he was good and Priceless. You know, I don't know if y'all saw that movie. He was in that. So Joel's done some other acting. Another event we have on May 2nd. This is not the Golden Child one. Okay. This is something else. It's called Faith, Friends, and Film. And this is a ministry that's from The Door, which is something from St. John the Divine Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas. So if you're in Houston, Texas, and you want to kind of go see a film that has to do with faith and family and struggle and kind of how they overcome things and then talk about it, that's what they're doing with this ministry, which I think is really cool, like to be able to use film to talk about the word. And these movies are not necessarily about biblical things, but it's taking from just real life stuff. And then you kind of can discuss it about what what the word would say about it, what God would say about it. So I think that's pretty cool. This film that they're showing is Minari. It won a lot of awards. Okay. It's about a Korean family who comes to the U.S. like they're hoping for the American dream. And it is PG-13, so you can keep that in mind. But this is a free event. So if you want to go and see it, you can go to sjd.org/the door, sjd.org/the door, and you can make sure you sign up, reserve yourself a spot to go see that film. I love that because, you know, the Bible talks about Jesus speaking in parables. You know, he taught them in parables. He taught, you know, he was speaking to farmers. He taught them about sowing seed. Like, it's that type of thing where you can take a story and it can open up revelation to you about things. So I think that's cool. Yeah. The third thing is kind of a big one. The International Christian Film Festival is happening at the beginning of May. So that's May 1st through the 4th. And we have talked about how important film festivals are before. They are so necessary. It's not just networking. I mean, I think actors and filmmakers are always thinking about networking. But you can learn so much and you can realize that you're not by yourself in this thing, and you can meet other people who kind of have the same mindset as you, and it can empower you and push you to go forward. So I think these are really good to do. This one is in Orlando, Florida. Their goal, they say, is to educate and uplift Christian filmmakers worldwide. Kevin Sorbo is going to be there. He's the one who played Hercules back in the 90s. I know I'm stuck in the 90s a little bit, y'all, so don't judge me.
The 90s are back, so you're perfect.
To register, you can go to internationalcff.org. That's internationalcff.org. Get your tickets, register for that. As May 1st through the 4th in Orlando, Florida. Have any of y'all been to that? You want to speak to that film festival? Because I've never been to that one.
Xavier, why don't you take this? Because you've been quiet.
You're the film festival guru here. I have been. It's a great festival. Every year they really strive to put something together that that truly services the comers, the people that are there. You know, they do a really good job at just putting together an event that's inclusive and has a lot of resources available. There's all sorts of breakout rooms throughout the entire time. I don't know. I haven't been in a couple of years. I'm not sure how they're doing the structure as far as the ticket structure for that, but I know that they do have the availability for, you know, just continued education for filmmakers that want to continue to, you know, hone in their craft. And it's in all areas of film. And I mean, from pre-production, development, even all the way to post. And there's all sorts of things that kind of touch every area for every single person. And they do a pretty good job at that because, again, they're trying to build a larger audience. And now over the last couple of years, they've even included music as a big component of what they're doing and how they're showcasing new and up and coming actors, new and up and coming talent on all spectrums of just storytelling and creativity. Marty's group there, they do a really good job at, just getting insight, you know, feedback as well. And they do implement that year to year. I remember one year I was, you know, I just was talking to him a little bit about the reward ceremony element of it. And then like the next year, everything was implemented and it really just was like a really cool, fun red carpet experience. And so, and they do that. They do celebrate even the little things as major victories. And so it's like you walk out of that festival every time being like, yes, you know, I can't wait to, you know, to become better and come back next year with something even greater. And the festival in and of itself is a testament to that. The quality of films has significantly gotten better and better. And I just think it's because of just the quality of filmmaking within the faith world has gotten better and better, mm-hmm. which is a bit of a topic that we've got coming up at some point. So,
yes. Yeah. Well, Xavier, you can keep on going unless, Laura, you want to talk about that one.
Well, I'll just add on a little bit about ICFF. Just a week ago, and I was actually checking my messages real quick while you were talking to Xavier. Laura Lee is one of the volunteer coordinators for ICFF. And just a week ago, she was saying, hey, we still need volunteers. Can you share that with people? And one thing that folks forget about film festivals is that there are so many of them that if you volunteer your time to help serve, they will comp your ticket. So it doesn't always include lodging. Most of the time it does not. Occasionally it actually does. But if you're like, well, I could swing a hotel and some food, but I can't cover the festival ticket on top of that. If you volunteer, I'm going to be finding out from her. I just sent her a message. I said, hey, are you still looking? And so I will be posting that on the app as well as in the Christian Casting Community Group on Facebook, where we've got 10,000 other folks just like you who are looking for opportunities, looking for networking. So that will be there. So if you've never volunteered at a film festival, that's a great way to get in. And people worry, well, am I going to miss something? Inevitably, the answer is yes. But what you glean from what you've missed is that you are on the other side of the table. So you are rubbing, as you're serving, as you're washing feet, you're rubbing elbows with the people who are making this festival happen. And so you might say, well, I missed the information that's in the session. Yes, but you gained that networking, that friendship, you know, and that building working relationship, you know, you show up and you serve hard, people are going to remember that about you. So there is absolute value in servanthood. I mean, the Lord showed us that, right, when he was here, and it's all throughout the scriptures. So don't forget, if you are hard up for money, just remember that that is a really cool opportunity. And for this festival specifically, a week ago, they were still looking for some help. So yeah. I will put that out there to you guys if as soon as I hear back from her.
And the volunteers, even just, it's like, okay, they may have missed out on some of the classes, but I know that the volunteers are very much hands-on in helping with even like some of the celebrities that come in and also with like the winners of certain categories, and they're helping hands-on, and they're actually, they have a pretty unique and interesting access to, you know, to the people that are submitting films and winning. And these individuals are, you know, they're, it's a great time to be able to not feel like, oh, you know, well, there's Kevin Sorbo, I can't talk to him because, you know, but if you're a volunteer, you're actually going, you're helping and you're striking up conversation and you're saying, hey, I got questions about, you know, season 3, episode 4 of Hercules, you know, I don't know, I'm just trying, going back to the 90s. Okay.
Right. Right.
But yeah, you know, or anything, or, you know, even if like you're talking to someone, you're like, oh, you know, Vindication, this one episode, you guys did some really cool, this camera work, and like as a volunteer, you have that kind of access where you wouldn't otherwise. And so you do get other opportunities. You may miss out on some of the things, but you like get put into some amazing positions to really truly network on a level that you wouldn't otherwise.
I love that you just plugged Vindication. Was that on purpose?
Yeah,
was that for keys?
Yeah.
All right. So I guess it's his turn, right, to talk about the Boston Post, and then we'll do our giveaway.
It's actually really funny because speaking of ICFF on May 1st through the 4th. yeah, about that. No, actually, it's really funny how that even worked out. So I'm hosting an event at Studio Lab in Derry, New Hampshire. Studio Lab is the largest XR soundstage in all of New England. It's state of the art. It's beautiful. They do a lot more than just XR production there. It really is a hub of community. It's a community and a hub for filmmakers and artists and creatives, just kind of like across the spectrum of storytelling in general, from music all the way to even podcasting and filmmakers, so forth and so on. Really what they're, the goal of that venue is really to just build the New Hampshire film scene. And a lot of, you know, Massachusetts people also gravitate there. New Hampshire doesn't have the tax credits that say Massachusetts has. So there's not a lot of like big productions going on, and they're trying to change that. And they're kind of leading the charge as the spearhead to like changing the industry in the New England area. And, but they're doing it with indie roots, and they're really, really cool about incorporating and giving access to indie filmmakers to some tools that normally would not be available to people kind of, you know, making independent films. And it's phenomenal. And so having said that, I worked in partnership with Studio Lab, and specifically with Dimension 5 and Ian and Wesley Messina there. And they were phenomenal in helping us bring the whole Cinemersion concept to life and implementing it into film and giving the audiences a really hyper immersive experience when it comes to a new way of watching cinema, you know, from being passive observers outside staring at a flat 2D screen to being in the actual 360 experience as it's playing real time. You're capable and able to look around the scene, whether it's with wearable devices or it's on your iPhone or your tablet, and you're scrolling, zipping, swiping, zooming in through the scene as it's being acted in real time. You're able to look anywhere, whether it's at your protagonist or your background actors. It's really cool. And they really came together as a community. This whole area came together as a community to try to like make this happen, knowing that funds were really low. It was a lot of volunteerism. It was a lot of passion. Volunteerism doesn't, you know, and it wasn't by any chance, by any stretch of the imagination, like no budget, because a lot of people put a lot of themselves into it. And there was a lot of giving of self, a lot of giving of talent, a lot of giving of time. And they were instrumental in that. So what we decided to do is to honor kind of a lot of the work that they did to host our first viewing of the film Good, the Examination of an Accused Witch at their location on the XR stage, which is about, it's like, I think, I mean, the video wall is almost like two stories tall, like 180 degrees. It's really phenomenal. And we're going to be doing the viewing there. So what we'll do is, while we're watching the film in 16:9 aspect ratio, just kind of standard cinema, we'll be seating everybody kind of up close to the monitor. So you've got like that IMAX experience. And when you go into the scenes of cinema immersion, it'll expand to full 180. Even though the scenes are in 360, actually it's a 360 degree dome. So you can look up, down, all around. In this, we'll have to cap it to 180 degrees, but you'll get an approximation to the sensation that you would feel if you are in full cinema immersion. But at the event there, May 2nd, we're also going to have a separate room, Studio B, that will have a bunch of Oculuses and Apple Vision Pros for people to actually wear the devices and get the experience at any point. And with that, we decided to make the event more than just a viewing. We wanted it to be truly, again, because it's about community, this whole project has been about community and bringing together creatives to kind of like create something new. We decided to turn it into a networking event. And so although it has to remain quote unquote private, because the film is still in the festival circuit, the viewing itself is quote unquote private, but the event itself is open. It's open to whoever wants to come and, you know, just kind of connect, network, talk to individuals that are actively doing this stuff at the cutting edge of technology. And, but even just filmmakers that love storytelling and all aspects of it. We are doing it May 2nd. The way that worked out was just kind of like, that was the date that was available. So I took it. It's not every chance that you get to debut your film at like a, you know, state-of-the-art studio soundstage.
Phenomenal. A panoramic theater. That's amazing.
Cool. But it's also May 2nd is also the National Day of Prayer. So it was a really cool way of how like all of this is working out. It's just kind of like, it feels like the right time for it. But yeah, so if you're not going to ICFF, especially if you're in the Northeast and you would love a filmmaking, networking, because it's literally like 100% networking. It's being built around that purpose in mind. You're more than welcome. And we can put some more details in the show notes.
Yeah, absolutely. I love your heart for innovation, Xavier, but I also love how you are honoring the time and talent of the people that worked on this project with you. I think so oftentimes it's not just the film industry, it's every industry really. It's just kind of our culture that if you can't attach a dollar amount, a tangible exchange of money to something, then it doesn't have value. And that could not be farther from the truth. And so again, I love how you're honoring these folks, and you always have that mind towards bringing creatives together. We can't have too much of that, I don't think. So kudos to you.
There was a lot of, the project wouldn't have been possible had not been for a lot of amazing people. Laura was one of them, lot of volunteering and a lot of putting in of themselves and sacrificing of themselves. And so it's like, we're going out of our way to try and honor them and whatever we can. We weren't able for this small, short proof of project to pay them what they're worth. But if there's a way that we can pay that back through the events and through these things and honoring them, then we're going to go all out to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I cool. just want to point out too, when we filmed A Blood Throne at Studio Labs almost 7 years ago, it's so many times we want to meet like the Kevin Sorbos of the industry, right? Or we want to meet the we could throw out any name, I suppose. I picked Kevin Sorbo for key's sake. But we want to meet those people, and we forget that anybody that you bump into at a film festival, like, they're there because they have the same passion and the same heart and the same calling that you do. And even though they might not look, you know, the fanciest or the greatest or the richest or the most, you know, successful in this moment, like, they're called out on this journey too. And I'm remembering the humble beginnings. I've seen pictures of Studio Lab now, and my mind is blown, because when we filmed A Blood Throne there, it was like wires hanging from the ceiling. It was drywall totally missing. Yeah. It was the very beginnings. It was that the messy birth of Studio Lab, very, very beginning. But they were like, hey, this is what we have, and we'll share it. I mean, if it's good enough for you, come on over, do it. And so we were building like carriages in these strange open spaces in the studio. And it's just so neat to see how 6 years later, how it's just, it's mind blowing, honestly.
They had just purchased the building that year, literally like months prior to us approaching them and saying, hey, we'd like to film, a short film here. So they were in the process of demolishing and demoing and taking down walls and taking down electric and plumbing. And we're like, hey, it's all right. We get a discount for that, right?
Yeah.
And you know, they were amazing. They were absolutely, absolutely amazing. They're like, look, this could be a win-win for both of us, you know, just like cover our utilities while you're here. And you can use the space. And I love the fact that we were the first space in that Studio Lab space to create something, you know, and that here we are coming back all these years later. That was back 2018, right?
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. And so here we are coming back all these years later when it's now like, you know, just this multi-million dollar space. So it's like crushing it. I think actually Tim Messina, the CEO this year, was just awarded as like on the top 200 businesses in New Hampshire. Huge. So he does so much for the community. It's awesome. Mm-hmm.
Do not despise small beginnings, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it.
Yep. That's good.
Yep. All right, well, Keys, this is everybody's favorite part that you get to do. So go for it.
Giveaway time. That's right. It is. And we have a really good one. And it's kind of like two giveaways, really, because they are givers. You know, the people who do this, it's called Powerhouse, Personal Powerhouse. And the lady who does it, her name is Venus Monique, who is completely amazing. And she's on Vindication. Laura mentioned Vindication. but it's really, really incredible. So let me tell you about Personal Powerhouse. It's created by actor Venus Monique, and she's giving away one free month to the Personal Powerhouse Sisterhood Suite, so you can build your career with a solid community of other Christian actresses. So this part of the giveaway is for women. Okay, don't worry, guys. We got something that you can win too. Okay, just chill. So it's a community of women coming together. They have lives that they get together. They can help you build your resume, help you get your headshots, help you move forward in your acting career. So it's really vital to have a community of people who are encouraging each other. We've talked about this before, that women can support one another and not be catty and not be gossipy and not be tearing each other down in competition. We're not in competition. So this is about supporting one another. So you can get a free month of this, okay? And then there is the Powerhouse Coaching Package, which includes two sessions to go over your professional marketing materials as an actor, your reel, your Actors Access, your resume, your IMDb website, all of that. Okay, so this is for guys and girls can win this one, which is really cool, because you think about it, when people are trying to submit and they're looking at all of this stuff that you have, and you might be looked over if you don't have these things put together and you don't have it the right way. So this is very, very lucrative. I don't know what the dollar amount for this is, but I think it's a great giveaway. It's something that would be awesome for you to participate in. So if you want to win, you guys know what to do. You go to the Room 4 app, You go to that giveaway post, you like it, and I want you to comment "and scene." Just like that.
Yes.
Just like that. I know you can't put the video out of it, but at least comment "and scene" that you are in this for your career. Because you're acting. And listen, I used to do this all the time when I was in high school, and I would, you know, just completely act out and then finish it. That's how you finish it with NSYNC. So go ahead and click on the post, like the post, comment NSYNC, and you will be entered into the giveaway for 4 entries. Remember, if you do it through our Room 4 app, you get 4 entries. But you can also go to our Facebook page, our Instagram page, like that post and comment NSYNC, and you get 1 entry there as well. So this is a great thing. If you want to learn more about Personal Powerhouse, you can go to their website, which is personalpowerhouse.com. So that's our giveaway this month.
And scene.
It's such a good one.
And if you think, oh, well, there's not going to be anybody I know there, actually, 3 of us ladies are already in the Personal Powerhouse, the sisterhood suite. So you will know at least 3 people there if you come. And Keys actually just joined. Drew and I have been in there for several months now. And so we would love to have you. But that is all the time we have for this show. So guys and gals, go enter. Venus is amazing as a mentor and knows her stuff. She's been doing this a long time. So this is an incredible opportunity. But until next time, we are thrilled to have spent this time with you guys. Thank you for hanging out with us, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.